Good evening, Lowell. For tonight's girls varsity basketball game, your sportscaster is Kyle Stoffer.
Thank you, Elijah Wilcox, as we are set for today's girls varsity conference matchup against the visiting 13-6 Kenema Hills varsity roster, as they are set up on a two-game win streak. They've combined outscored their opponents 99-65. As we'll get their starting lineup here, it starts out with number 0, Ashlyn Flint, a sophomore. Number 3, Melanin Holman, a senior. Number 11, Ruby Gustinas, a sophomore. Number 22, Ella Thayer, another senior. And to round it out, another sophomore, number 24, Raina Glansman. Kenema Hills is coached by Brandon Kimball. As now for the Lowell Red Arrows starting five. Leading things off, it'll be number 1, Grayson Hamilton, a senior. Number 3, Allison Munson. She'll be the center, another senior. Number 4, Taylor Graham, the first of two sophomores. And the final senior, number 10, R.J. Wagaman. And to round out the lineup, the other sophomore, number 22, Maddie Hayes. The Lowell Red Arrows are coached by Travis Slanger. Currently on the year, they're 9-10, but they're on a two-game win streak of their own. Coming in 170, they outscored their two opponents, being Coopersville and Greenville. As now, the last time these two teams played was back January 23rd at Kenema Hills. Kenema Hills won that one by 12, 40-28. As now the starting five lineup clears up as we get set. Slanger gives the last words here, so does Kimball. And now they leave their huddles, let Munson go to the tip circle. Going against Munson in the tip circle will be number 3, Melanin Holman. A number 3 matchup here in the tip circle as we are underway. It's won by Holman and sent back to Ashlyn Flint. Ashlyn Flint will give it over to Holman. Holman will drive down to the block. A kick-out pass for Gustinas. Gustinas dribbles it to the corner, or away from the corner up to the wing, and then passes it away. It ends up with Holman, and now cross court, a three-pointer is drilled. That was Glansman with the open look at the near wing, and now a full court press sets up. Taylor Graham gets the inbound to Maddie Hayes. It goes right back to Taylor Graham, and a pass from Taylor Graham was looking for Maddie Hayes to go on a give and go. Maddie Hayes not in line with that one as she kept running up court, and it will remain with Kenema Hills as the pass goes out of bounds. It'll be Holman to set up at the top of the key before a pass to the far wing for Flint. Flint stops her dribble just out inside the three-point line and then gives it over to Gustinas. Gustinas back to Flint. Flint over to Gustinas one more time. And then back to Flint at the top of the key. This time it comes down to Glansman, who had the three-pointer, but her pass goes to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham takes it the other way over to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes' layup, reverse layup, is no good off the front iron, and Holman takes it the other way as now Holman hands this one over to Ella Thayer. Thayer back to Flint. Flint corner three off the mark. Air ball on that one. Munson grabs the miss right as now Taylor Graham will work. She gets to the paint, down to the block, near block, kick out for Grayson Hamilton at the right wing. Her layup shot no good as she drove into the paint, and a jump ball possession arrows after they lost the tip. So this will be the first jump ball. It's a 3-0 game here with 6:20 to play in the first. A three-pointer made by Glansman is the only point so far, but Munson changes that as Munson gets a quick inbound pass and takes the two to put the arrows on the board. It's a one-point game with 6 minutes to play in the first quarter, as bringing it up was Holman before passing away to Flint. Gets it back, however, and then puts up a little mid-range jumper. It misses long. Rebound goes to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton will run up the court. Pump fake Matty Hayes on a kick-out pass. Try to drive into the paint, and it is blocked by Gustinus. Ruby Gustinus goes out of bounds off of Gustinus, so Taylor Graham inbounds. They'll do the little quick pass to Munson, but Munson tries to spin out this time and put up a layup. It's no good. Holman the other way gives it to Flint. Flint to Gustinus. Gustinus to Holman, and now a foul, now they'll point the other way. The official pointed like it was an offensive foul. Instead, it's on number 10, R.J. Wagaman. That's Wagaman's first, team's first, 3-2 with 5:31 to play. Set to inbound, Gustinus finds Flint. Flint puts up a shot from the block. It is blocked by Munson, and then Munson tips a pass away intended for Ella Thayer. Grayson Hamilton gets it, goes the other way, and gives it into the paint for Allison Munson. Munson is fouled on her shot. Foul goes on Gustinus. Her first, team first. Both teams have their first foul now with just under 3 minutes. We're just under 3 minutes into this one, as Munson has all three of the points now for the Arrows as she makes her first layup. With 5:18 left in the first, the second one rolls off the right iron and no good. So Holman will run this one the other way, but Taylor Graham tips it. Holman recovers and gets into the paint. Kick out for Gustinus. Gustinus for three. Rolls around and falls. After tying up the game, Munson had three unanswered just for a three-point shot to come right back and be drilled by Gustinus. But Maddie Hayes will take a look of her own. Misses off the front iron. Gustinus with the rebound. Holman will run up the floor with it at the far sideline. Gets back to Flint. Holman will get it one more time at the far wing. Holman, cross-court pass for Thayer. Thayer gives it to Flint back at the top of the key. And now Flint over to Holman. Holman takes a baseline jumper and it falls. That's Melanin Holman's first points of the night. Puts up Kenowa Hills by 5, 8-3, and a pass goes awry for the Arrows. That was Taylor Graham trying to pass it up, and Glansman recovers it as now Flint gives it over to Holman. Holman Euro steps and gets an easy layup. Puts the Kenowa Hills Knights up to 10. 10-3, 3:50 to play in the first quarter. Maddie Hayes gets the inbound from Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham gets it back, and now RJ Wagaman breaks the full court press and is slowed up. It'll be out on Wagaman as she tripped up and then had a attempted shot. It goes short and out of bounds as now Slanger tries to stop the bleeding here, calls a timeout. 30-second timeout.
And now we'd like to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. For our platinum donors, we have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, and Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network.
So leading the scoring so far tonight, Mellon and Holman just put up the last two buckets for 4 points on a baseline jumper followed by a layup on the Euro step. Before that, 2 3-pointers had come for Kenowa Hills by Gustinus and Glansman to get them up to 10. All 3 points have come from Munson for the Arrows as now Melanin Holman gets trapped in the corner but gets a pass over to Ashlyn Flint at the top of the key. Now at the near wing, it's Glansman back to Flint. Far wing for Holman, gets a screen from Thayer, doesn't take it, and passes back to Flint. Flint goes back to Holman. Holman fouled on the shot, misses long on the floater attempt, but Munson with the foul. That's her first, team second. Holman's first of two, nothing but net. Makes it an 8-point game. And Holman's second is also good. Puts him up to 12 in a 9-point game. As Taylor Graham inbounds to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes gets trapped in the full court press. Throws it over to Munson, but it misses long. And Glansman gets the pass as now Holman holds on to it. Holman taking it at the far wing, now drives in before stopping mid-range territory, and Glansman gets it at the near wing. A pass over to Thayer, and now a cross-court pass for Holman. Gustinus on the kickout travels as she almost did a jump step, didn't pass out of it or start a dribble or shoot, so Taylor Graham gets to set up, gives it over to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton, the full court trap applied. Taylor Graham's pass is blocked by Gus Flint. Flint is fouled on the layup. That's Taylor Graham on the foul as Layla Risden is now set to check in. That is Taylor Graham's first, team's third. 2:42 to play in the first quarter. A 9-point lead so far for Kenowa Hills, 12-3, as the first of two for Flint. Her first point of the night is good as Layla Risden checks in for Taylor Graham. As Flint set up for the second shot is no good. Off the back iron, rebound. Holman puts up a shot from the elbow. Also no good. Allison Munson with this rebound, however, and will drive up the floor. Gets it over to R.J. Wagaman now, who will drive far baseline. Sets up at the block. It sends a layup, but it's blocked by Melanin Holman. It'll remain Arrows' possession. The Arrows have yet to get a lead in this game. They had it tied at 3, and it has been a 7-0 run since then for Kenowa Hills. As now Grayson Hamilton gets the inbound pass over to Maddie Hayes at the near corner. She'll drive baseline, get trapped, tries to put up a shot, but they'll say she stepped out of bounds while spinning to end up passing out of that position. Or they'll call a foul here. It was on the ground, so that's what they were pointing on the baseline for, as foul goes on Ashley Flint, her first, team second. Inbound goes to Hamilton from Wagaman. Munson now has it at the top of the key. Kick out for Wagaman. Pump fakes the three-pointer, and then a offensive foul on R.J. Wagaman. Her second, team's fourth. And now Taylor Graham will return for R.J. Wagaman as a full-court press is being applied here. Holman gets it, and the inbound goes right back to Flint. Flint finds a baseline cut for Thayer. Ella Thayer's first points of the night makes it a 12-point lead as Grayson Hamilton is trapped beyond just before the baseline. Gets it over half court, and now Munson drove down to the block, put up a shot, got the layup, didn't get it to fall, and a jump ball called on the rebound attempt. Possession arrow favors the Knights of Kenowa Hills, as now Hannah Bush will check in for Raina Glansman. As now Gustinus inbounds it to Holman. Holman drives into the paint. Passes it to Thayer. Thayer's layup is long. Kick out to Holman. Holman finds a cutting Flint. Flint's layup also no good. And now Taylor Graham gets the rebound and sets up, gives it over to Grayson Hamilton, who gets over half court. Hamilton dribbles, gives it back to Taylor Graham, who's just beyond the logo. And now over to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes will drive into the paint. stops, tries to put up a shot, and will travel. She took one too many before putting the shot up. Used a pivot foot twice there. And with a minute and 11 to go in the first, a 12-point lead for Kennewell Hills. This inbound goes over to Ashlyn Flint. Flint drives, gets to the logo, and slows things up now once reaching just beyond the three-point line. Gives it over to Thayer. Thayer back to Flint. Flint gets a screen from Thayer. Over to Bush for three. Misses off the back iron, off the backboard. And Maddie Hayes brings it up the other way. Taylor Graham sets up now at the elbow as Grayson Hamilton gets the pass now from the near wing. Got back to the free throw stripe. Didn't use anything with it as Layla Risden drove baseline. Gets a foul called on her floater attempt. Doesn't fall. So she'll shoot two at the line as that is on Ruby Gustinas, her second, team's third. As Layla Risden's first of two from the line. Misses off the back right iron. 34.8 seconds left in the first quarter. It's still a 12-point Kennewell Hills lead at 15-3. The second one is short, and rebound is there. And now Holman brings it up for Kennewell Hills. Spins around before passing it over to Flint. Flint at the top of the key. Down low into the block for Bush. Bush's layup attempt is long. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes goes the other way with it now. Gets over half court. Slows things up. Gets a screen from Munson. Sets up at the elbow and gives it over to Munson. Taylor Graham for three after getting a pass from Grayson Hamilton. Last second shot, no good. And at the end of the first quarter, it's a 15-3 lead for Kennewell Hills.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, Lowell Charter Township, and Benton Baker Auto. Thank you for sponsoring Lowell WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscaster, Kyle Stauffer.
Thank you, Eli. As the first quarter comes to a close, still no lead in this one for the Arrows. It's been all Kennewell Hills. The Arrows had it tied up at three, and after they tied that up, it came right back down. A three-pointer for Glansman started a 12-0 run for the Knights of Kennewell Hills. As now both teams will start to break their huddles and come out for the second quarter. Possession arrow favors the Arrows, so Taylor Graham will come over to inbound as Allison Smith will check into the game for the Arrows. Grayson Hamilton gets the inbound from Taylor Graham. Maddie Hayes has a pass go through her hands and it goes the other way as it is stolen by Thayer on the turnover. Ashlyn Flint for three. No good off both back irons, but Layla Risden got a rebound and passed it right over to Holman. Holman gives it over to Flint and to Gustinas. Gustinas has five on the night now. As Grayson Hamilton drives in, takes a floater, goes off the back iron, rebound Allison Smith, puts up a shot of her own and doesn't make it, but gets her own rebound again and is fouled this time. The foul will go on Gustinas. That's her third. Team's first of the quarter. And checking in will be Nari Holt for Gustinas. She's in foul trouble now as the inbound from Taylor Graham goes over to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton gives it to Maddie Hayes. And Maddie Hayes back to Taylor Graham, the original inbounder, as now Allison Smith gets it at the far corner, stops her dribble, and gives it over to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham over to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes for three off the front right iron. And Allison Smith, another offensive rebound, can't get her layup to go again. And this time it's Kennewell Hills possession going Holman. Holman, easy layup. Her first points of the second quarter puts her up to 6 on the night. It's now 19-3 with 6:30 to go. Grayson Hamilton brings it up. Layla Risden for 3 this time. Her shot, air ball, misses long. And rebound, Allison Smith. Taylor Graham gives it over to Risden. Now over to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton drives into the paint. Kick out Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes pump fakes the 3 and puts up a shot, but and makes it. They'll say it was on the shot, so it'll be an and-one opportunity here for Maddie Hayes. That is Maddie Hayes' first points of the night. Looking to double the arrow's points here as the and-one opportunity presents itself. The foul went on Ella Thayer, her first, team second. As checking back into the game will be number 24, Raina Glansman. The free throw attempt is no good. Score remains 19-5, Kenowa Hills, as Holman walks this one up. Over half court, sets up at the top of the key, gets it down low to Thayer, that is Thayer, as now Thayer will get a give-and-go opportunity. Puts up a shot, doesn't get it to fall. It goes off the backboard on the right side, misses the iron, and Taylor Graham will now walk things up for the Arrows as she sets up at the block, tries to pass it to Maddie Hayes, stolen by Thayer. Holman gets it now, drives up to the block, puts up a baseline jumper. The fadeaway, no good. Maddie Hayes with the rebound, gives it over to Grayson Hamilton on the other side of the court, brings it up. Does Hamilton kick out to Smith? Smith gives it back to Grayson Hamilton and gives a screen for Hamilton. Then it goes over to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham finds Allison Smith in the paint, dribbles into the paint to Smith, and her layup is long. And Holman with the rebound. Holman gives it over to Nari Holt. Holt hands it off to Holman. Holman slows things up. Now drives in, finds a cutting Flint. Ashlyn Flint for 2 is good. And another timeout called by the Arrows, as it's a 21-5 lead for Kenowa Hills after a 30-second timeout called by the Arrows.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have Green Ridge Realty, Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, Sneakers Bar and Grill, Lowell Area Schools, and Nuvoo Fuels. Thank you so much to those businesses, corporations, and people of Lowell for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM. And with that, I'm going to send it back to the sportscaster, Kyle Stauffer.
So far, 6-2 in the second quarter. Kenowa Hills is outscoring the Lowell Red Arrows, as Ava McCormick will check into the game for the first time. No substitutions for Kenowa Hills on this possession or after the timeout, as Grayson Hamilton got the inbound from Taylor Graham, gives it back to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham tries to pass it to McCormick, but it is tipped away by Flint, recovered by Graham, and then this time through to McCormick. McCormick stops her dribble at the far wing, passes it over to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham at the top of the key, drives into the block, and is fouled by number 0, Ashlyn Flint, her second, team's third, as Munson will check back in, and Maddie Hayes will check in once more for Grayson Hamilton after just being subbed out by McCormick. Taylor Graham inbounds it to Munson. Munson gives it over to McCormick. McCormick at the free throw line gets her first shot to fall. 2 for McCormick, her first 2. It's now 21-7 with 4:10 to play in the first half, as Holman gives a kick out to Holt. Holt for 3 off the front iron, and rebound Maddie Hayes. Taylor Graham will bring it up for the Arrows after getting the pass from Maddie Hayes. McCormick from the same spot is fouled this time by Ashlyn Flint, her third, team's fourth. Just 3:53 left in the first half. As set to check in is number 33. That's Hannah Bush. Will return to the floor. She checks in for the Ashlyn Flint as the second free throw, no good. The first was, puts the arrows to 8. McCormick has 3 as Holman sets up and drives to the block. Her layup misses long, but rebound goes to Kennewa Hills before falling on the ground was Thayer. And the other 22, Maddie Hayes, got a jump ball. Possession remains with Kennewa Hills. 3:33 left in the first half. As Holman put up a shot, is fouled. It went straight up, so the shot does not fall. And Holman will shoot 2. Allison Smith set to check back into the game. Foul was on number 3, Allison Munson, her second. Team's first of the second quarter. As Holman's first will fall, Munson will check back out for Smith. Youth night here, the kids are getting loud as the second shot unaffecting Holman. She makes them both, doubles her, puts up her first half, her first quarter totals now. She's got 4 in this one as well, as, or excuse me, 6 in this one, as she's up to 10 on the night. As now a tip pass out of bounds goes Risden trying to save it. It was tipped by Holman, and Grayson Hamilton will check in for Risden. 23-8, leading scorer in this one is Holman with the 10. She'll slow things down. Gives it over to Bush. Hannah Bush gets it Holman's way, and Taylor Graham misses her layup. Rebound. Grayson Hamilton also misses the open layup, and now Holman runs the other way with it, stops and jumps, fakes the three-pointer, and then does the same thing, picks up her dribble, goes over to Holt. Holt for 3 is drilled. Puts the Knights up to 26. That is Nari Holt's first 3 points of the night. Grayson Hamilton has it at the top of the key, over to Taylor Graham. Taylor Graham drives baseline and loses possession of it, trying to stop and pass it away, just not able to get a hold of it. As set to inbound is Nari Holt to Melanin Holman, as now Taylor Graham checks out for Layla Risden, as Holman walks this one up slowly. Grayson Hamilton set to guard her, as Holman drives down to the elbow, finds Nari Holt at the three-point line, same spot, it's nothing but net. 29-8 with 2 to play in the first half. Ava McCormick brings it up for the Arrows this time, hands it off to Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton stops at the near wing, gives it over to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes drives to the free throw line, down to the block. Her layup misses long. Allison Smith with the rebound, and it is tipped out by Melanin Holman. Allison Smith avoids touching it, so it'll remain low possession. Ava McCormick inbounds it to Layla Risden. Risden over to Smith. Smith gets it to Maddie Hayes down in the paint. Double team brought to the paint, tipped out, and Maddie Hayes has to recoup at the right corner. Gets it out to the top of the key, however, puts up a three-pointer, misses off the front iron, off the backboard, and out, as Holman works down into the elbow, down to the block, kick out to the corner. She takes it out herself. It misses off the front iron, and Risden with the rebound, but a jump ball as she falls on it. Possession Lowell, as Grayson Hamilton will inbound. The minute 15 to go in the first half, a 21-point lead for Kennewa Hills as Taylor Graham checks in for Ava McCormick, as Taylor Graham will walk things up. She gets over half court. The full court press was taken off a few possessions ago as it goes over to Layla Risden. Risden over to Smith. Smith back to Risden at the block. Her layup is good. That is Risden's first points of the night after missing two free throws earlier. Puts them into double digits with 40 seconds to play in the first half as Grayson Hamilton sets up to guard Holman, who brings it up once more. Holman drives down to the baseline. Turnaround fade. Rolls around and falls out, but Thayer with the rebound. Ella Thayer, her layup no good, and tried to be saved by Ella Thayer. Goes out of bounds. Lowell possession. Taylor Graham set to inbound with 30.3 seconds left in the first half. As Taylor Graham sets up over half court now, gets to the near block and is fouled on the shot. A screen brought by Allison Smith catches Holman off guard, and a push is called on number 24, Raina Glansman. That's her first, team's fifth. In the bonus now are the Arrows, but just 19 seconds remain as Taylor Graham's first free throw misses long. They'll re-say it, set it, as the first shot will technically count now, as there were a commotion over at the far sideline with a Kennewa Hills player. So the second free throw will miss. So still 1-for-2 at the line. 11-29 as it's tipped out by Allison Smith. Holman walks this up. Grayson Hamilton sets up in a full court press, but not exactly pressing the issue, as Holman dribbles around the three-point line, takes a three-point shot at the buzzer, is drilled, and that'll end the first half. A three-point shot by Holman puts her up to 10 on the quarter, 13 or 9 on the quarter, 13 on the night, and a 32-11 lead for Kennewa Hills as they go into the halftime break. Just tied twice in that one at zeros to start the game, and the 3-3. After that, it was all Kennewa Hills. They went on a 12-0 run to end the first quarter and didn't look back, taking a 21-point lead to the half as we set up. This time, the Arrows just had the 3 points in the first quarter. They had 8 in the second quarter to put them to 11, as the dance team will come out for one final time here on the season. That is what you're seeing right now on MHSAA TV, and I'll head off. I'll be back in about 9 minutes for the second half action. As we are back for second half action here in the Lowell Gymnasium, it'll start with possession Kennewa Hills, as it's been all Kennewa Hills so far. They have yet to give up the lead. They were tied once beyond the 0-0 start point at 3-3. They went on a 12-0 run to end that first quarter. Never looked back. Their largest lead is right now at 21, ending the first half up 32-11, as the Arrows spent a majority of that that halftime in the locker room, whereas Kennewa Hills came back out with about 5 minutes left in the halftime break. Didn't take much to talk things over, as that scoreboard reflects that, as Ashlyn Flint hands it off to Holman, goes back to Flint. Holman will get it after getting out of the trap, but will take too many before starting her dribble, And now Taylor Graham will inbound after the travel over to R.J. Wagaman. Wagaman gives this one off to Maddie Hayes via handoff, and Maddie Hayes will run around the three-point arc before handing it off to Grayson Hamilton. Hamilton will pass it over now to Taylor Graham, who will get into the paint before kicking it out to Allison Smith for three. Misses long, and Holman will run it up the court. She will stop before handing it off to Flint for three. It takes a, or Gustinas for three. Took a high bounce before going out, and Maddie Hayes goes the other way, sets up at the elbow, and gives it over to R.J. Wagaman back beyond the three-point line. Taylor Graham holds onto it now as she gets it tipped away from her, and Flint goes the other way. Ashlyn Flint passes it over to Gustinas. Gustinas for two. The first 2 points of the second half are by Ruby Gustinas. Puts her up to seven on the night. As Grayson Hamilton sets up at the far corner, gives it over to R.J. Wagaman at the top of the key. Wagaman slows things down, gives it over to Grayson Hamilton. Not a lot of movement on the court here except for the ball, as R.J. Wagaman stops now, starts her dribble, and gives it over to Taylor Graham at the top of the key. Taylor Graham calls for the screen, doesn't get it, but gives it to a cutting Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton will drive baseline now and step out of bounds. Kenowa Hills possession as Ashlyn Flint forced her tight to the baseline and will get the inbound. She will inbound it over to Holman. Melanin Holman slowly walking up the court, taking her time and just kind of letting clock run before passing it over to Ashlyn Flint. Flint pump fakes, gives it back to Holman. Holman into the corner for Glansman. Glansman gives it right back to Holman. Holman starts to pick up the pace here now. Gives it to Flint, who slows it right back down. And now Holman slows it down once more after getting the pass. Now drives in, stops at the three-point line, however, and gives it over to Flint. Flint for three. Hits the back right iron, missing long, but a rebound by Thayer gives over to Flint on a attempted pass once more. It's tipped out, however, by Taylor Graham and goes the other way as now Gustinas inbounds it to Holman. Holman has a trap brought and is fouled, a blocking foul on number one Grayson Hamilton. Layla Risden set to inbound. That's Grayson Hamilton's first, and Risden will check in for Hamilton even though it's just one. 5:42 to play in the third quarter. A 23-point lead, the largest so far on the night for Kenowa Hills, as they have possession as well, as Holman gives it over to Flint. Flint pump fakes the three-pointer and gives it to Holman. Holman slowing things down, keeping it slow, and now gives it over to Flint, who picks up the pace. A double team is brought and a kick out to Glansman. Glansman gives it over to Flint. Flint has a double team brought. The double team continues to be brought on Holman on a pass, and now Flint gets it back where the double team is not brought. The 2-3 zone is in effect, however, as now Holman has it, sets up at the three-point line, now gets down to the block and is shoved by R.J. Wagaman. That is Wagaman's third, team's second. As now Mackenzie Frey will check in, but a full timeout called by Kenowa Hills.
And now we'd like to thank more of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. For our platinum donors, we have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Raised Up LLC, Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and Alpha Care Center. Thank you for sponsoring Lowell WRW 92.3 FM. And with that, I'm going to send it back to Kyle.
Thank you, Eli. As now with 30 seconds left in the full timeout, both coaches on their knees here, Brandon Kimball, telling them, slow things down. They're keeping the pace really well. They've set it really well here and the offensive side of the court. And they've continued to play strong defensively without having the full court press that they had originally applied in that first quarter. And on the other side, Slanger just trying to get him to pick up the pace. They got to find some way to break through, get shots up through the Kennewa Hills defense, break through, and just try and go on a run here to put things closer to game of runs. The 12-0 run put the Kennewa Hills Knights where they're at, and now the inbound from Gustinus goes over to Flint, who will slow things down instantly. Flint has a double team brought. Now a pace picked up and a bad pass stolen by RJ Wagaman as it was meant to go to Holman. And now Mackenzie Frey has it baseline, tries to give it over to Taylor Graham, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Kennewa Hills possession as four of the five arrows are up. Now they just leave it down to the three that are on that side of the court. Holman comes up, drives down to the three-point line quickly, now just dribbling around trying to avoid the double team, and is fouled by Mackenzie Frey as shoved by Frey. That is her first, team's third. As the inbound goes to Gustinus. Gustinus kick out for Glansman. Her three-pointer off the mark. And arrows have possession. It's RJ Wagaman bringing it up the other way. As RJ Wagaman gets it down to Layla Risden. Layla Risden layup is good. She's up 2-4 on the night. 34-13 and a steal by Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey looking for someone to give it to and tries to give it to Smith, but Smith off line, and Taylor Graham luckily gets possession of it and drives down to the baseline. Foul on number three, Melanin Holman, her first, team's first of the third quarter with 3:54 to play in the third quarter. As Taylor Graham will inbound it to Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey for three, misses off the back iron, but rebound Layla Risden. Risden for three, same spot off the back iron, and it is white ball as it is tipped out by Ruby Gustinus, so it'll be low possession, and slowly getting up there after Risden got the rebound was Ella Thayer. Thayer remains in the game, however, sets up little red. No worse for wear, however. And now an inbound from Taylor Graham to Allison Smith. Allison Smith is fouled on the shot. That foul goes on number three. That is Holman's second. Her second, team second. Allison Smith will shoot two as the first of two off the back iron. 34-13, score remains. Allison's second is short this time. Too much compensation for the first shot, but Taylor Graham gets the rebound. Allison Smith has it now. Allison Smith drives into the paint, puts up a layup, and is fouled, so she'll go right back to the line after missing both of her previous two. Grayson Hamilton set to check in. That foul goes on Glansman, her second, team's third, as this time Allison Smith misses off the left iron. Only needs to hit the right iron now to complete all four corners of the hoop. Sets up her second, nothing but net. Finally figures it out there as she gets the fourth of her four to go. Puts her the lead to 20, 34-14 as Holman drives in, gets a baseline Euro step layup, doesn't fall, however, and now Holman has it, and another timeout called by Kennewa Hills. This one will be a 30-second timeout.
And now we'd like to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. We have My Hometown Furnishings, Michael Curtis, Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, Nuvu Fuels, Lowell Area Schools, and Kathy and Gary Kemp. Thank you for sponsoring Lowell WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network. And with that, I'm going to send it back to Kyle Stauffer.
And currently the timeout called because Brandon Kimmel, he didn't like how setting up the double team was offensively. They saw a double team come, and they're just trying to get through, break that double team, find a way to slow things down, drain a little more time as there's 3:16 left in the third quarter, a 20-point lead. Seen that get up to 23 was the largest it got as Flint will inbound it to Holman. Holman tried to pass it back to Flint, but Thayer finds a tip pass, jump ball. Possession arrows. Set to inbound will be Taylor Graham. As Grayson Hamilton gets the inbound. Just 2 points for Kennewa Hills in this third quarter, three for the Arrows. Slow pace defensively as now a blocking foul called on Holman. That's her third. All three of them have come in this quarter. The team's fourth, and now Nari Holt will check into the game for number 24, Glansman. As Taylor Graham slowly finds an inbound now to Layla Risden, who is fouled on the shot. Puts the Arrows in the bonus with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter as the foul goes on number four, Nari Holt, who just checked into the game. Yeah, she just checked into the game. Once again, Risden's first from the line this time is good. The second rolls around. Allison Smith with a rebound as it didn't fall and goes out of bounds off of Allison Smith. Kennewa Hills possession as Ruby Gustinus inbounds to Ashlyn Flint. Flint drives to half court, slows things down, double team is brought, and now a handoff to Holman. Holman drives into the paint. Open layup. Now the collapsing defense for the Arrows causes a foul, a shove from Allison Smith. That's her first, team's fourth of the third quarter. 2:45 to play. Holman's first of two, rolls around the iron and no good. The second of two for Holman. Put it to a 20-point lead once more is good. Nothing but net. Holman now has 14 on the night. Her first point in the third quarter as Taylor Graham inbounds it to Risden. It goes right back to Graham. Gets over half court. Graham sets up, finds a cutting Grayson Hamilton. Grayson Hamilton's layup, no good off the iron. And rebound, Holman. Holman works for it, gets it, and now gives it up to Gustinus. Gustinus under and up. She goes underneath Graham and then puts the shot up on Allison Smith. Gets it to fall. Gets an and-one opportunity as the foul goes on Allison Smith. Her second, both teams in the bonus now as RJ Wagman will check in for Taylor Graham. For the three-point play, Gustinus gets it and is good. Puts the lead back to 23, the largest it's been on the night. Gustinus with five this quarter. Grayson Hamilton works the floor, gets it to the three-point line before giving it to the top of the key where it was RJ Wagaman. RJ Wagaman gave it over to Mackenzie Frey. Mackenzie Frey tried to get it down into the paint for Layla Risden. Passes too high and goes out of bounds. And now Gustinus will inbound it to Holman. Holman slowly dribbles, now picks up the pace and gets it over half court. Passes it down into the paint for Thayer. Thayer, a kick out pass is for Gustinus on the save. It gets tipped to Holman, and now a trap placed by the Arrows works successfully as Mackenzie Frey got the layup attempt after stealing it at half court. Didn't get it to go, but an offensive rebound works its way around to Allison Smith. Allison Smith gets the layup to go for two, as the lead is down to 21, and Thayer gets a layup to put it right back to where it was, and now a warning. They will allow the subs to come in. Maddie Hayes and McCormick will check back into the game. As the inbound for R.J. Wagaman from Grayson Hamilton. R.J. Wagaman sets up just beyond the logo. Now gives it over to McCormick, who cut through a double screen. McCormick gives it over to Maddie Hayes. Maddie Hayes now over to Hamilton. Hamilton to Wagaman. Wagaman deep three, front iron, no good. Rebound, Maddie Hayes, and she is fouled on the shot. So she'll shoot two at the line. Foul goes on number 22, Ella Thayer. That's her second foul, already in the bonus of the Arrows, even though this one's a shooting foul, so it doesn't affect the team fouls, with 1:09 to play in the third quarter. The first shot bounces off the iron three times, hits the backboard in there as well, but falls. The second one also good. Points 18 and 19 scored there by Maddie Hayes. As now Flint sets up beyond half court. Double team is brought once more, but Ella Thayer gets it, and now over to Nari Holt. Nari Holt, open three off the right iron. Rebound McCormick. McCormick trapped at the baseline, though, and Gustinus gets it. Gustinus' layup attempt is good. Ruby Gustinus for two off the top of the backboard and foul. Puts the lead back to the 23 that we've seen it consistently be, as Grayson Hamilton holds onto it. Grayson Hamilton for three, no good. Rebound R.J. Wagaman. Wagaman brings it back out to where Hamilton just tried to shoot that three-pointer at the far wing. Now works to the top of the key and is fouled by Nari Holt. So shooting two at the line will be R.J. Wagaman with 17.7 left in the third quarter. That was Holt's second. Wagaman's first at the line is off the right iron and no good. The second is good, nothing but net. R.J. Wagaman finds herself on the scoreboard now. Arrows up to 20. It's 42-20 as Holman sets up at the near wing. And now the double team is brought. And now Holman tries to pass it into the paint. Maddie Hayes passes it up to Hamilton. Hamilton shoots it late after the buzzer. So at the end of the third quarter, a 22-point lead for Kenowa Hills at 42-20.
And now we'd like to thank some of our WRWW underwriters and sponsors. For our platinum donors, we have Raised Up LLC, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, My Hometown Furnishings, and for our regular underwriters and sponsors, we have Green Ridge Realty and Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for sponsoring WRWW 92.3 FM, the Red Arrow Network.
On Thursday, that'll be the next game that the Arrows play. It'll be at Allendale for the girls. Back here, however, we will have another broadcast. That'll be of the boys. That'll be their final game against Allendale Senior Night. And for Kenowa Hills, they play Thursday at Coopersville. They have three games after tonight. They play their final game on the 27th away at Kent City. The Arrows play their final game. They have two more after this one. They'll play the 25th, a week from today, against Caledonia, as Ashlyn Flint inbounds it to Holman. Holman holds on to it. Now dribbles just to set the guard, face guard, reset the face guard clock as now a pass down low is tipped. Jump ball as two Kenowa Hills players being Ella Thayer and Ruby Gustinas along with RJ Wagaman all piled up for the tip pass, loose ball, jump ball, possession arrows. So RJ Wagaman will bring it up. Wagaman sets a screen for Kayla Howell, who checks into the game. Kayla Howell gets a screen from Maddie Hayes, sets up at the far corner, the right corner. Allison Munson back in the game, trapped at the baseline, works her way into the paint, tries to put up a shot, but travels, and it'll be Kenowa Hills possession. Gustinas gives it to Holman, and Holman gets shoved after an inbound. The foul on number 10, RJ Wagaman. RJ Wagaman's fourth, team's first. As now the inbound goes to Flint. Flint gets a screen from Holt, and double team brought over to Gustinas. As now Thayer down in the paint, kick out for Gustinas. Gustinas has a double team brought, but holds on to the possession, and now a jump ball is called. And possession, Kenowa Hills. Checking back in will be Taylor Graham. Inbounding, Gustinas gives it over to Holman. Holman thought about driving baseline, instead picks it up, gives it over to Holt. Holt to Flint. Flint slows things down. Under seven to play in this one. Holt or Flint down to Holt in the paint. Holt has it tipped out by Maddie Hayes on the blocked floater attempt. Gustinas now inbounds once more. Finds Flint. Flint tries to put up a quick layup, catch and shoot. Instead, Munson blocks that one out. Remains Kenowa Hills possession once more with 6:48 to play, as Gustinas will inbound it once more. Gives it out to Flint at the top of the key now. And Blood timeout, as Maddie Hayes will have to check out to clean up, as now Mackenzie Frey will check in. Baseline official caught that just as the inbound was going in, as now Gustinas will inbound it to Flint at the same spot, top of the key, as Holt tries to pass it. It goes to Flint after trying to go to Holman, and now Flint triple teamed, gets it down to Holt. Holt saves it to Thayer. Thayer double team, gets it out to Flint. Flint at the top of the key, double team brought. Holt has it once more into the paint, or the elbow for Thayer. Thayer out to Flint. Holman now has it, double team brought. And foul called on number 4, Taylor Graham. That's her second, team second, with 6:19 to play. Inbounding Gustinas, as Grayson Hamilton will check out for Ava McCormick. And now an inbound from Gustinas is tipped by Taylor Graham, and Taylor Graham takes possession. Tripping up was Taylor Graham. Get it over to Kayla Howell. And now back to Taylor Graham. Graham drives down to the block, puts up a floater, didn't get it to fall. Rebound McCormick. McCormick reverse layup. Takes a couple of bounces but can't fall. Took about five bounces up there, and now a jump ball between Mackenzie Frey and Ashlyn Flint. Possession Lowell with 5:53 to play. Taylor Graham inbounding. Gives it over to Ava McCormick. Foul on number 22, Ella Thayer. Her third, team's third on a shove, team's first on a shove. As now an inbound for Taylor Graham is tipped by Flint. Holt recovers, and Kenowa Hills will walk things up slowly. Flint, double team brought. Thayer gets it, handed off to Holman. Holman is fouled on the layup attempt with 5:37 to play. two at the line here for Holman. That goes on Munson. Her third, team's third. As Holman's first is good, nothing but net. 23-point lead, 43-20. The second shot, no good off the front iron. McCormick with the rebound. And slowing things down here is Taylor Graham. Now picks up the pace over to Munson. Munson for three off the right iron, no good. Holman holds on to it right now, dribbling up over half court and slowing things down. Guarded by Taylor Graham. Count starts now, double team brought. And Holman drives down to the block, passes across for Holt. Holt for three, drill, nothing but net. Up to 46, the largest lead of the game now, 26. 46-20, Taylor Graham holds onto it, but it's tipped by Holman, and Holman will hold it over half court, dribbling around, gives it over to Flint. Flint pump fakes the three and dribbles around. It goes over to Holt. Holt steps back and gives it over to Holman. To Flint once more. As Layla Risden set to in check back in. As Flint just sets up at the logo, slowing down. And Kayla Howell guarding. Not close enough to get the face guard timer to start here. As Flint now dribbles inside the three-point line and hands it off to Holman, who sets up back at the logo. Now being guarded, Taylor Graham. Holman goes through the legs of Taylor Graham and is fouled on the layup shot as she'll shoot two at the line. Allison Smith also set to check in as Munson just took her fourth foul. Team's fourth. Holman's first. Off the left iron. 14 points in the second half after a 14-point first quarter or 15-point first quarter for Kenowa Hills and 9 for the Arrows so far. Slowed things down as Holman's second is good. 47-20, the largest lead of the game. As McCormick will walk things up. McCormick sets up, tries to give it to Frey, now does so. Frey sets up at the far corner, stops her dribble, and tries to give it over to Howell. It's tipped out by Gustinus, and Gustinus will check out for number 23, Brooklyn Bierma. As McCormick will inbound it to Frey. Frey dribbles down to the block, puts up a layup too hard, and rebound Holman. Holman doesn't have a dribble, so just kind of stuck in the corner. Now passes it to Holt, back to Holman, who uses the dribble now. Sets up baseline and passes it down into the paint for Ella Thayer for two. Is good. As now McCormick will give the inbound to Frey, but right back to McCormick goes Frey. And now into the paint, the free throw stripe is Smith. McCormick for three, front left iron, no good. Rebound Thayer up for Holman. Holman Euro steps, puts up a fadeaway floater, and it's good. It falls, putting Kenowa Hills up to 51 now. And Holman has 18 of the 51 on the night as McCormick, her floater no good, got her own miss though, and gets it to go, puts the Arrows up to 22 on the night as Holman continues to work the floor. Three Kenowa Hills players set to check in here as Holman over to Thayer. Her mid-range jumper rolls around the iron and doesn't fall. Risden with the rebound. Ava McCormick holds onto it and brings it up to the logo. over half court now. Holman face guarding. Now over to Frey, where a cutting Kayla Howell attempt pass goes to tip by Thayer, and Holman now holds on to it over half court at the logo, slowing things down once more. Under two to play in this one. A 29-point lead is the most as Holman pump fakes and attempted steal by Smith doesn't work. And now an open look for Brooklyn Bierma is good for two, her first two of the night, up to 53 and a 31-point lead as four Kennewell Hills players are set to check in now. As Ava McCormick is set up over half court, gives it over to Frey, and now Allison Smith sets a screen for Frey. Frey tries to pass it to McCormick. It's stolen by Holman. Holman passes it over to Ashlyn Flint, who is fouled on her layup attempt. It'll stop the clock here as the shooting foul in the bonus is the Kennewell Hill Knights. Minute 16 to play as Ashlyn Flint will set to shoot two, and now the foul on Layla Risden, her first. The first of two is good. And now checking in, number one, Madison Gray. Number five, Frankie Brown. 33, Hannah Bush also will check in. And that means Melanin Holman's night is done. Hannah Bush is set to check in, hasn't yet. Ellie Nile checked in, and now checking in will be Hannah Bush as the second free throw was also made by Flint. Her night is done, along with Nari Holt's night as well, as Ava McCormick sets up at the top of the key, hands it off to Frey. Frey sets up, passes it over to Risden. Risden at the three-point line tries to go to Frey at the block. Tipped out, however, by Madison Gray, the freshman, with under a minute to play now. Mackenzie Frey inbounds, finds Kayla Howell. A foul called with 53.1. That goes on number five, Frankie Brown, her first. Team second. Reminder, our next broadcast will be this Thursday, senior night for the boys, as Allison Smith gets a catch and shoot layup on the inbound from McCormick. Got it to fall. Puts the lead up to 20, or gets the lead down as the Arrows have 24 now. As now Frankie Brown has it stolen by Allison Smith. Kayla Howell will dribble this one over half court with 30 to play. Gives it over to McCormick. McCormick drives in, gets a screen from Allison Smith, puts up a layup off the front iron, doesn't fall. Layla Risden with the rebound. Risden passes it to Allison Smith. Allison Smith into the paint, puts up a layup, is blocked with 10.8. Foul called. And that goes on Frankie Brown once more. Her second, team's third. Allison Smith will shoot two at the line. As the Arrows had to try and play catch up all game after that first quarter being tied at three. After that, the first free throw here, no good by Allison Smith. Tried to play catch up, didn't get it to work as the second one will fall. And just the deficit kept growing and growing, never able to get a run started, as 25-55. Three on the clock now as dribbling it out, it's Madison Gray. A final score, Kennewell Hills wins this one 55-25.